Now, last time you were with us, Margaret, you took us to the borders of Essex and Hertfordshire, and not going to be that far from it this time, are you? Because you're going to Saffron Walden, which is pretty close to the Essex-Suffolk border, Essex-Hertfordshire border, even. And you're going to be looking at what?
I'm going to be looking at the Fry Art Gallery.
Right.
Hidden away, a little hidden gem of Saffron Walden. Now, a few weeks ago, I was talking about the colony of artists at Great Bardfield. If you feel you'd like to see some of their paintings to judge for yourself, go along to the Fry Art Gallery in Castle Street, Saffron Walden. Mm-hmm. It's tucked away, it's hidden away. Many people don't realise it's there, but it's well worth a visit. So what's the story behind the Fry Art Gallery? Well, the Fry Art Gallery really is the brainchild of a man called Francis Gibson, very much associated with Saffron Walden. He was a prominent businessman during the Victorian era, and in fact, he created the setting for the Fry Art Gallery in 1856. Mm-hmm. And he did it to display his own art collection, which he'd been collecting since 1830. And since Gibson's death, then people have used the gallery to also display paintings by any painter with an Essex connection. So if you're interested in the Bardfield colony, go along and have a look. Francis Gibson, as I've said, was a prominent businessman in Saffron Walden. He had banking and brewing interests, but he also, and this is perhaps his main claim to fame, he was one of the founders of the town of Middlesbrough.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed, as he diversified into railway interests at some point and was putting a lot of money into railways. And this went on for some time. And then with the Industrial Revolution and the boom in the big towns of the north, such as Bradford, Leeds, Liverpool and Manchester, a consortium of businessmen, of which Francis Gibson was one, got together and decided that they would promote Middlesbrough as an industrial centre. And we believe that Gibson put up £30,000. Now, £30,000 is a lot of money today, but in the Victorian era, I would suggest it was a fortune.
Absolutely.
But this is the sort of money this man had. But as well as his business interests, he was very much a philanthropist. And one example of his philanthropy was to create this art gallery because he wanted people to enjoy art. He was a Quaker by belief. So he had a very strong belief in philanthropy and doing good. And the Fry Art Gallery stands as a testament to Francis Gibson. Sadly, the Gibson family, the Gibsons, died out, but the Frys were descendants of the Gibsons. And it really stayed, not exactly in family hands, but with a family connection until the 1970s. And when the last member of the family died, then a consortium were formed to take over, to renovate the art gallery and continue to keep it open for the public to come and visit and enjoy.
Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed,
Thank you, Margaret.
And what are you planning next time?
I'm going to look at the rare plant of Great Bardfield.
Oh, back to Great Bardfield again.
Back to Great Bardfield, and it's a plant.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Scott.